Sitka's Senator Bert Stedman is a fan of the project.
Catlin Bay is moving forward. We have a lot of our community members that are shareholders in Shattuck, and they have a large land selection in land holding in back of Catlin Bay and a lot of flat ground. It's got a lot of gravel resources. It's got some rock resources. It's got a lot of recreation. It's got a nice river in it full of salmon, of course, in the summer, and trout and other things. There's goats up the valley. There's a lot of deer. It's a nice recreation area. It would give Shattuck, at their choosing, the ability to develop that property out over the next century.
The $12.5 million in bond funding was approved by voters in 2012, and the so-called STIP, the Statewide Transportation Improvement Plan, which is the roadmap for annual construction projects, still shows the money allocated for 2015. Preliminary work has begun on the road, which crosses some city land and at least 2 miles of Forest Service land. District Ranger Perry Edwards says the state sought permission to begin work at the end of July.
The state contracted with people to do archaeological, wildlife, fisheries and aquatics work, as well as landscape architect work on the effects of putting in that road.
Edwards says contractors were allowed to cut very small diameter trees to do their survey work. Typically, all the preliminary survey and assessment work, regardless of the agency who performs it, is compiled by the Forest Service into something called a NEPA document. NEPA stands for National Environmental Policy Act. Whether this road will fall under NEPA rules is unclear. The authority to build the road comes directly from Congress in Public Law 109-59, which was passed in 2010. According to Edwards, Congressman Don Young inserted the language both authorizing the road and creating the right-of-way. The right-of-way is 300 feet wide, crosses the width of Baranoff Island to Rodman Bay, and is good for 50 years. Nevertheless, Edwards says the Forest Service will pursue a full NEPA process for the road, including taking public testimony. When that happens, if ever, may depend on whether the $12 million sticks around. Earlier this month, Governor Walker warned Alaskans that the state could be in deficit by as much as $4 billion, that's billion with a B, this year. Senator Stedman is understandably cautious in his thinking about this project.
Nothing's on the table. Every program and expenditure has a support group for it. Aside from that, our ultimate responsibility is the welfare of the entire state. And frankly, that's what's in question right now.
Stedman is taken aback by some other legislators who are lining up capital projects in this climate. He's particularly unhappy with Anchorage's request for $300 million. The governor has already made tough decisions regarding the Juneau Access Project and the Kinnick Arm Bridge. Whether or not the Catlin Road slips through doesn't seem like a deal breaker for Sitka or Senator Stedman. Look at the amount of pavement that's been put down recently, he says. We've done well. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.